The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy. John Foy and Associates rolling. Dylon, don't let John Foy down, okay?
I will hold strong arm John Foy and go ahead and kill this fair foul one time for the one time. All right, let's start here. CFP, the other CFP semifinal game tonight, Ohio State, Texas. After seeing what you saw between Notre Dame and Penn State last night, fair or foul, tonight's winner will win the national championship.
100% fair.
Okay.
100% fair. And look, I think that goes two ways. Number one, I think Ohio State's playing like the best team in the country. If they roll tonight, I think they'll roll Notre Dame. Number two, if Texas rises up to the challenge and beat what I think is the best team in the country right now, then they will deserve to be favored over Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Simply put, I think Notre Dame is as fast as I've ever seen Notre Dame, speed-wise, especially from the running back position, but I don't think they challenge you vertically enough to put a scare into either of the teams that you'll see play tonight.
Ohio State is playing like a $20 million team. For the first time all year, they're playing like a $20 million team in college football. I don't think Texas is. I foul, because I think that Notre Dame could muddy the water and beat a Texas. I don't think that the way Ohio State is playing right now, they're not beating Ohio State. If Ohio State continues to play at that level, but I do think Notre Dame could beat Texas.
So what you're saying is, in your mind, it goes Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame in that order. And if Texas could jump up to beat Ohio State, then they can fall down to lose to Notre Dame.
Yes, because okay. Notre Dame plays like Georgia. Whether people want to admit it or not, this year they play like Georgia, and Georgia gave Texas fits.
Mm. All right. What do you got, Dylon?
All right. Let's move on to the Atlanta Falcons. Been talking a lot about that Terry Fontenot press conference and what it bring, what he said, what he didn't say. We just talked about the pass rush last segment. Fair or foul, the Falcons will finally, after however many years, will draft a pass rusher with their first round pick. No matter where it comes, because Terry did talk about possibly trading back, but no matter where it comes, with the Falcons' first round pick, they will draft a pass rusher, fair or foul, Mike Johnson.
Well, I think it's fair, and I know that Bo is upset. He was ready to jump. I think it's fair.
I thought Bo went first last time, but Mike did. My bad.
No, it's all good. I think Terry. I think Terry's going to have to. I think that if you don't, and it doesn't, you don't see any improvement next year, and you go back with a third rounder or second rounder, whatever. You don't have a third rounder. So if you go back to the drawing board with a less than first round pick, I think that seat's on fire next year at this time. And if it doesn't improve.
Foul. You're dug in at this point. Do not go against your beliefs. At this point, you're 4 years in. Don't go against your beliefs. I think it's foul. Not to mention, why overdraft? Have we not learned our lesson with overdrafting freaking players? And I'm talking about when we've done it with deep pass rushers before, just to get to say we got a pass rusher.
Yeah.
Go draft the best player available. If it's a cornerback, hell, you need help there too. That'll make your pass rush better too. Yeah, another AJ.
There's cornerback, right? I have battle scars off last year. You know what I'm saying?
Cornerback.
Don't say, hey, if there's a quarterback. And y'all laugh, but no, I'm just telling
well,
you.
Well, but and the other thing scars. Is stop thinking that Terry Fontenot is going to do what we want him to do. He's going to do what he wants to do.
Phenomenal point.
And look,
I've swung and missed on both the picks since we've been on this show.
And I'm going to tell you something. Other than the colossal miss that the tight end has become, the other three
have hit
are superstars
really
in the league.
Yeah,
in the making, especially the quarterback. So I think it's foul. I think you draft the best defensive player available.
Yeah. All right, Dylon, what do you got?
All right, let's stick with the Atlanta Falcons for a second here and actually stick with the defense. This is more of an overall question about the defense. Fair or foul? Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, and Kyle Pitts will all not be Falcons next season. All of them. Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, and Kyle Pitts will all not be Falcons next season. Fair or foul? Bo Morgan, let's start with you.
It's foul.
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts is going
to
be here.
Kyle Pitts will be here.
It has to be. So you're just going to throw another – so you're just going to have $50 million that doesn't play every week? Because that would be Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins both on the roster not playing. You can afford it with Kirk Cousins because of the money and what you say. You're just straight up losing $10 million.
You've already picked up the $10 million on Kyle Pitts. To your point, I know that you're probably asking if you could trade him.
Yeah.
Nobody wants him. He's put nothing on film that would lead me to believe that he's going to get any type of pick.
And when you do, if you do trade him, they're going to be like, why'd you trade him for nothing?
Right. If you could trade Kyle Pitts, here's what it would look like. You're going to send Kyle Pitts into seventh, and they're going to send you a late sixth back. That ain't going to matter for anything. So, no, the answer's foul. Kyle Pitts will be here.
All right, moving on. Let's get into a little bit of food here. I love to look at my national days every now and again. Last time I didn't do one, so I wanted to bring it back this time. One interesting national day today is National Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Come on.
Fair or foul? Eating oysters. Simple as that. Fair or foul, eating oysters. Do you guys enjoy oysters?
Bro, you're not there, but you're getting to the Hot Pocket conversation that we had like a couple months ago. Oysters, I would use a sledgehammer to hit the fair button on this one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But they're top three food that I eat is oysters. Raw oysters. Don't care. If y'all ever been to Fontaine's over there, not too far from here, Fontaine's Oyster House, dude. Let me tell you something.
I just feel like I wouldn't like it. I've never had them, but I just feel like
you
raw.
You never
like
had raw oysters.
No, I don't think I would like the texture.
Do you,
at
let
all.
Me sit down.
I don't like slimy stuff.
Do you guys want me to answer truthfully or in a way to upset Mike?
Well, actually.
Well,
I like the second option.
Aren't you allergic to oysters?
Yes.
Allergic to shellfish.
The answer is I'm allergic to shellfish, so I can't eat oysters. But I could say that, I mean, if I want to eat something slimy. I got to just, pick my nose. I mean, that's pretty much what it looks like eating an oyster, like a booger going down your throat. Disgusting.
I can tell that you've also never eaten oysters, so that's fine.
Yeah.
You're just a hater. It's a top
But I can't eat them anyways. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
But I'm also, look, man, I grew up in Florida. I grew up on oysters. We were having this conversation with my cousin last night. He's like, yeah, we did a Christmas dinner. We, raw oysters, shucking raw oysters, had crab claws. All this stuff. I'm like, that's the most Florida dinner I've ever heard. Nonetheless, man. But yeah, I'm a thousand percent in on raw oysters.
All right.
The best.
Another one here. Let's actually move to a quick headline that it's Braves news, basically. A little bit of Braves news, but I wanted to make a fair foul out of it just to get the headline out there. Braves signed Jared Kelnick and Dylan Lee to 1-year deals to avoid arbitration. Fair or foul, Jared Kelnick and or Dylan Lee after this season, we'll end up with a long-term deal with the Atlanta Braves.
Ooh.
Well, define long-term deal because a reliever.
I would say it's three years.
Three or more. Three years or more.
Who's going first?
I lost track who went first.
No, it doesn't matter. I'll throw just a quick answer out there because we're up against time. Yeah. I don't see either one of them doing it. I think Jared Kelnick is a guy that has had every opportunity to take the reins in multiple cities, hasn't been able to do it. The tools are there. But for me to think that he's going to get a lucrative 3-year deal from the Braves after this season, I think he'd have to play out of his mind over the next 12 months.
I think it's fair. I think Dylan Lee could get a 3-year, $12 million deal or something like that. I mean, I think he got 1.6 or something with his arbitration deal, and Kelnick got like 2.3.
Correct.
But, Dylan Lee's been there. He's been a valuable piece, a lefty out of the bullpen. I mean, I like the fact that they have him. I could see them re-signing him for a couple of years. That's why I asked long-term, because reliever long-term deals are like 3 years unless he's an elite closer.
Right. And I don't see that coming.
And they're losing AJ Minter, which is a lefty. They could possibly lose AJ Minter, which would be huge.
Congrats to AJ Minter, by the way, on getting engaged over the Christmas holiday.
If we lose a spirit animal on this team for me, I don't know what I'm going to do.
He did a good job. Let's just put it that way.
That is fair or foul, fellas. Thank you for
good
playing.
Job. Dylan, you did a very good job as well, man. Appreciate you taking the reins on that. Always fun when Dylan hosts. Fair or foul,